Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now skip down to verse 31 for time's sake. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, if this was automatic that you wouldn't have any trouble with any of this just because you became a Christian, there'd be no need to write such verses. But like we said, just even though you're born again, and the inward man has changed, the outward man didn't change. And the mind still got to be renewed. And so you'll be tempted to be bitter. What should you do? Resist that and say, no, I'm not going to be bitter. You'll be tempted to get into rage and anger. What should you say? I'm not yielding to that. I'm not going to do that. Just because feelings come to you doesn't mean you have to go with the feeling. Do you have to act on every feeling you have?
No.
Please tell me you know the answer to that. If you act on every feeling and emotion that comes to you, you will be an unstable basket case baby. Do you know it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear me. Feelings come and feelings go, right? Feelings change.
Yes.
We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by feelings.
Yes.
We walk by
faith.
Faith is not based on what you feel.
Amen.
Faith is based on what God said, what you believe, not what you feel.
Yes.
And it's a choice. All these things are a choice. Evil speaking, put away from you. Somebody say, put it away, put it away. Can you put it away?
Yes.
You can put it away, just like you put something away at your house.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I need to quit eating all these cookies, so let's put these cookies away. Is that right? So that I'm not, don't just put them on the table there by your chair, right? Put them away so I'm not into them right now. Well, there's other stuff you need to put away.
Yeah.
Put away the bitterness. Somebody say, put it away, put it away. Put away the wrath and the anger.
Yeah.
Put away the evil speaking, the clamor, the malice. Verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. Somebody say, kind.
Kind.
Now, we're talking about being like the Master. Talking about being like Jesus. And you got to quit making excuses now.
Right.
Yeah, but my family's Irish. My family's Italian. My family's Scottish. Yeah, but you're a Christian now.
Yes.
Forget about all that other.
That's right.
Christian.
Exactly.
Trump's Irish.
Yes.
Or Italian.
Yes.
Or Scottish.
Yes.
Or whatever excuse you've been trying to use. Somebody say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Be kind. Somebody say, kind, kind, kind. Do you have to feel like being kind to be kind?
No.
You can be kind when you feel anything but kind. It's a choice. It's a decision. And that's when you're being the most spiritual. That's when you're being the most spiritual and you're walking by the most faith, when you feel like marking somebody off your list. And yet you don't. You feel like yelling and screaming, but you don't. You bite your lip. You get a hold of yourself. And you remind yourself how the Lord has been with you. Come on, help me out. Now you remind yourself, don't be a hypocrite and act like you've never missed it.
Amen.
Act like you've never done anything dumb.
That's right.
Said anything or hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You know you have.
Yes. That's right.
Oh, I'd never. You already have. Quit being a hypocrite. Be honest. And remind yourself of how merciful the Lord. Can anybody lift a hand and say, He has been so merciful to me, so kind to me, so gracious to me. Aren't we thankful the Lord is not short-fused, short-tempered? What if any little old thing set him off? The planet would have been gone a long, long time ago. He would have just wiped it out. Think about what He's tolerating right now, today. Think about all the junk that's happening on the planet. There are people going to Satanist churches. There are people being cruel and hurting and destroying innocents. It's awful what's going on the planet. If you were God, what would you do? See what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
He is gracious and kind and merciful and long patience and long suffering. That's one of the most amazing things to me about Him is His patience. And for one thing is we've only been alive that long. And He's been around, nobody knows. But He'll say something that's going to happen. And sure enough, 1,000 years later, 10,000 years later, longer than that, it happens. It comes to pass. And all kind of, can you imagine now what happened in 1,000 years? How many times it looked like it's never going to happen? How many times it's getting further from it than it's ever been? And it's up and it's down, it's in, it's out, it's close, it's never going to be. He's not moved.
Amen.
He said it.
Yeah.
He knows.
Right.
He said some things about you.
Right.
He said some things about me.
Yes.
Good things.
Yes.
He's made some good plans for you.
Yes.
Good plans for me. Good plans to give us an expected end.
Yes.
And there's many a time we didn't look like it.
Right.
And we didn't act like it.
Right.
But He wasn't moved by it. Oh, oh, somebody say thank you, Lord. He wasn't moved by it. He saw something in you you didn't see in you. He saw something beyond. He sees you ruling and reigning with Him as a child of God 10,000 years from now. He sees you outgrowing all of your junk. Getting rid of all your un-Christ-like idiosyncrasies. Getting rid of all the junk. And becoming more like Him and more like Him and more like Him and more like Him until you're getting to the place where if we've seen you, we've seen the Master.
That's right.
Woo! We said, well, I don't know if I'm there right now. Well, aren't you thankful you got a few more days to get there?
Yes.
Agree with Him.
Yes.
But a big part of it is you choosing to be like Him. Read with me again. Verse 32, be kind one to another. Say it out loud, be kind.
Be kind.
One to another refers to your fellow Christian.
Yep.
He's writing to the saints at the church of Ephesus. First and foremost, we should treat each other wonderfully.
Yes.
We should treat each other. This is the plan of God. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. What? If you love one another. He was talking to his disciples. He's talking to believers. Yeah, he loves the world, but the commandment is first and foremost for you and I to love each other. And there are numerous reasons for this. One big one is because he loves them. If he loves them, you should love them. And if you wonder why, well, just put that on the side. He sees something you don't see, and be thankful because he's doing the same thing with you. But it is our brightest witness to the world. What do you mean? We should treat each other so wonderfully that outsiders look at us and want to be with us. This is why the enemy works incessantly to stir up strife and division, because it destroys our witness. If we bite and devour one another, as the scripture says, why does the world want to be a part of us? That's the same thing they're dealing with in the world, among the ungodly. The Lord wants them to see love, not just to talk about it, but the real thing, the God kind of love. He wants people to see by watching how we treat each other. Not church family, in our fellow believers and brothers and sisters, how loyal we are to each other, how gracious we are to each other, how kind we are to each other, how much we believe in each other, help each other, give to each other, to people on the outside, say, how do I get in that club? How do I need some help. I want a family like that. Everybody wants a family like that. Everybody. That's why gangs have been successful. People with no family, wanting a family. And even though it's not a real family, it's the closest thing they see to it. And people, they talk it, they talk loyalty, they talk commitment, they talk this, even though you make one big mistake and we got to whack you, sorry, nothing personal. That ain't the kind of family you want. And people talk about, you know, in criminal enterprise, they talk about how, you know, oh, we'll never talk. We always got each other's back. Yeah. Until it's their skin. Don't you believe all that junk? There's only one place where you can find what we're talking about. It's the love of God that passes understanding and the peace of God. Hallelujah! Can only be found in the family of God, walking in the light of this love. Said out loud, be kind. One to another.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.